Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses the man of Elohim blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, Yahweh came from Sinai and rose up from Seir to them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yes, he loved the people. All his saints are in your hand, and they sat down at your feet. Every one shall receive of your words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Yeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Yehuda. And he said, Hear, Yahweh, the voice of Yehuda, and bring him to his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be you a help to him from his enemies. And of Levi, he said, Let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you did prove at Massah, and with whom you did strive at the waters of Meribah, who said to his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments, and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you, and whole burnt sacrifice upon your altar. Bless Yahweh, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin he said, The beloved of Yahweh shall dwell in safety by him, and Yahweh shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of Yahweh be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that couches beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness of it, and for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His majesty is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun, he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar, in your tents. They shall call the people to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand. And of God, he said, Blessed be he that enlarges God. He dwells as a lion, and tears the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of Yahweh, and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of Yahweh, possess you the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your shoes shall be iron and brass, and as your days shall your strength be. There is none like to the El of Yeshurun, who rides upon the heaven in your help and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal Elohim is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before you, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel, then, shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like to you? O people saved by Yahweh, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellency? And your enemies shall be found liars to you, and you shall tread upon their high places. End of chapter.